Well, observed and witnessed within the past 2 weeks at least the destruction, if not the destruction, the complete obliteration of men of two great nations in the world. And the tragedy of our time is when we observe and when we see with our own eyes and when we witness lives being lost, not by other human beings but by nature itself, what they call Mother Nature, but what we know as the Amr of Allah Azza wa Jal. For Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and they are the soldiers of Allah governing and controlling the heavens and the earth. These are the soldiers of Allah and we are at His command. So we have observed and we have witnessed the earthquake in China, which has taken the life of more than 60,000 people as we know it today. Allah alone knows how many more people are in them and how many more people have passed away in these tragedies. Then there was before that was the tragedy of Burma. But our understanding is that when we see this on the news, when we see it, it only affects our heart at that moment. After that, our life continues. Back to normal, back to work. It's all forgotten. But how were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, Umar radiallahu anhu came, and what did he say? What effect did he have on his heart? He said, ذَهَبَ الَّذِينَ أُحِبُّهُمْ فَيَا دُنْيَا عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ لَا تُذَكِّرِينَ الْعِيشَ فَإِنَّ الْعِيشَ لِبَعْضَهُمْ حَرَامٌ إِنِّي رَضِيعُ وِصَالِهِمْ وَالطِّفْلُ يُعْلِمُهُ الْفِطَامُ. He said, gone are those days where I enjoy myself. Gone are those days, because Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has now gone. فَيَا دُنْيَا عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ, oh the world, I say my salam to you as well. I am away from this world now. I am away from this world. My liveliness with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was like a mother who was weaning a child, who was feeding a child. And instantly the mother passes away while the child is being fed off the chest of the mother, and that child has to be taken off. This was the situation. This was the parable of Umar radiallahu anhu with Abu Bakr. But today, I have not come today to talk of the problems of this ummah. We all know that we are facing crisis. We all know that there are problems. And the hadith comes in Tirmidhi, where Rasulullah speaks about at the end of time, where certain actions will take place at the end of time. So what does the hadith mention? When these things happen, when you see the singing girls and instruments being very popular, فَلْيَرْتَغِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ مِيْحًا حَمْرَاءً, then you watch and you wait for that red wing to come. فَلْيَرْتَغِبُوا ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ مِيْحًا حَمْرَاءً وَزَلْزَلَةً وَخَسْفًا وَمَصْفًا وَصَدْفًا وَآيَاتٍ تَتَابَعُوا كَنِطَامٍ بَالٍ قُطِعَتْ إِلْكُمُ فَتَتَابَعُوا. You wait for them earthquakes to come, and you wait for that red wing to come, and you wait for the changes in the creation of Allah to come, and you will see that before your very own eyes, like a string with a necklace beads on it. If you cut that string, you will see all the beads for one after the other, one after the other. This is how the signs of Allah are going to come, and before we know it, the end of time will be here. While we are in the midst of our own luxuries, our own dunyawi things, earning our own money in our own troubles, before we know it, either the grave will take us first or the last hour will come and take us. So, it's a very scary thought. It's very frightening. We all have to go. But what is the way forward for us as individuals? This is what I want to speak on today. At-tawakkul. At-tawakkul. The trust. The ulama have said that tawakkul is to trust in what Allah has kept for you and have no hope in the hands of what people have kept. This is what tawakkul is. We find in the Quran there are numerous examples of tawakkul. How in times of hardship, how Allah has special people to look up to. How they were in their times and how they had tawakkul in Allah. Two examples I want to share for today. Number one being Ummi Musa, the mother of Musa alayhi salam. What a time she was living in. What was Fir'aun doing at that time? If we open the Quran and read in Surah Qasas, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us very clearly, يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. Fir'aun, he was slaughtering the boys and he was leaving the girls. He was letting the girls live. He was slaughtering all the maidens. Why? One Coptic priest came to him and says to him that, I've seen in your dream, the interpretation of your dream is that there was going to be a boy born in your family and he is going to take over your throne. Because of this Fir'aun, he decided to kill all the boys. So what happened at this time? Musa alayhi salam is born. What a tragic time to be born at, where the boys are being slaughtered. And so the test comes for Ummi Musa. What is she supposed to do? If the gods find Musa alayhi salam, they are going to kill him. So Allah reveals to Ummi Musa, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we reveal to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, you take your son, have no fear, have no greed, you just put him into the river Nile and let him go. We will take forth from there and he will come back to you as a messenger. Now how is she supposed to react to this promise of Allah? How fierce is the river Nile? Very fierce. So what does she do? Tawakkaltu ala Allah. She puts the baby in the basket. Ask any mother today, can they let their baby go out of their sight for 1 minute? What a strong relationship it is between mother and son, mother and daughter. One of the most strongest bonds. Ask any mother. And the Quran speaks about this very clearly in numerous verses as well. How the mother had to struggle and how the mother had to go through pain to bear that child. And what happens to that child when the child grows older and becomes rebellious? وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. She had to go through pain and upon pain. 2 years, 30 months, the Quran is saying. And then what happens to that child when it grows up and it becomes rebellious against the parents? And how unfortunate is that? Anyhow, Ummi Musa, she puts the baby into the basket and she lets it go. But what happens? What a tragic event. The gods of Fir'aun, they get the exact baby of Musa alayhi salam at the palace of Fir'aun. The baby ends in the last place Ummi Musa wanted him to end up. The baby Musa alayhi salam ended up at the palace of Fir'aun. And so now, Fir'aun, what happened to the wife of Fir'aun? She saw such a beautiful child. قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي وَلَكْ لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعْنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. Please, O Pharaoh, please, O my husband, do not kill this beautiful child. How he's smiling at us. Perhaps he can be of benefit to us, or perhaps we can even adopt him as a son. But Allah says that was the biggest mistake they made, but they did not know. They did not realize the mistake they made. Because Musa alayhi salam, he went back and he went to the house and he was brought up by Fir'aun. And he was, if we read in Surah Al-Qasas, given back to Ummi Musa. And that was the wa'd of Allah, that was the promise of Allah that came back. Because she had tawakkaltu ala Allah. So that was the account of Ummi Musa. Musa alayhi salam came back. And he came back as a messenger, because after all of the people, they tried to nurse Musa alayhi salam, none of them worked. And only the sister of Musa alayhi salam directed them back to the mother of Musa. So that was the tawakkul, the trust that Ummi Musa had in Allah Azza wa Jal, in the promise of Allah. And we have that tawakkul as well. We know we will be raised up one day. We are going to pass away one day. Every soul shall face death. That is what the Quran is saying. But we have tawakkul and we have hope. We should not be pessimistic that we will come and we will have a good akhirah, inshallah. The second example of tawakkul, 100% tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Our mother, the mother of all of us, who are sitting here at this moment. No other than Aisha radiallahu anha. What a blessed woman. If we knew about this woman, how much tawakkul she had, we would not have any problems when we're deciding a name for our daughter in the house. She was the most beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Azza wa Jal revealed ayat in the Quran concerning Aisha radiallahu anha. Because what happened was after the battle, after the invasion of Bani Mustalik, on the way back, Aisha radiallahu anha, she went to the Wall of Nature, and when she came back, she found that her necklace has dropped on the floor. So she was looking for a necklace. And this happened, the army went off without her. So she was left on her own. So she began crying. And so, while she was crying, she fell asleep. And one Sahabi, he always used to stay behind to check if everything is okay. And he happened to stay behind. And he saw her, because he recognized her before the verses of hijab were revealed. And he said, "This is Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah." And so they went back. And the munafiqeen, they made the surrender. We know if we read in the seerah, they made the surrender against Aisha radiallahu anha. And they said, she had committed adultery with this man. This is what she said. The punishment for that, the Quran is very clear in Surah Nur. But how dare these people accuse the mother of the believers? النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ. The wives of the Prophet are our mothers. They accuse the mother of the believers of adultery. What a grave crime. And it has serious consequences as well. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals, perhaps what the scholars say, the most stern verses of the Quran in Surah An-Nur, which speak about this matter. What did Allah Azza wa Jalla say? اِتَّلَقَوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. When you spoke about that matter and then you accused Aisha about that which you knew nothing, you thought it was minute, but with Allah Azza wa Jalla it was great indeed. And these people, they spoke about this matter, and if you read the narration, Aisha radiallahu anha, she did not know about it until 27 or 28 days later. She said, the narration mentioned, she was crying so profusely, she actually thought her liver was going to burst open. This is how much pain it caused our mother. She thought her liver was going to burst open. And she went to Rasulullah in the presence of Abu Bakr, her father, and her mother as well. And they said to her, "Oh Aisha, if you have something to tell us, then tell us. Otherwise, you will be, Allah Azza wa Jalla will reveal." And she knew Allah Azza wa Jalla will reveal her innocence. And so she said, "I only say those words," and she forgot the name of the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub. She said, "I forgot his name. So I said Abu Yusuf. I only say his words, which are, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ مُسْتَعَانٌ. I'm going to have the beautiful and the most best patience, and Allah is the one who's going to help me." By having this patience, by having this tawakkul, what happened? What honor came to Aisha radiallahu anha? You know, there is one verse in Surah An-Nur, the 26th verse. الْخَبِيثَاتُ وَالْخَبِيثُونَ لِلْخَبِيثِينَ وَالْخَبِيثَاتُ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ أُولَئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. That the good people, they are for the good people. Or it may be the good statements are for good people. And vice versa, the bad statements are for bad people. This verse, if you open up Imam Qurtubi, what he has said under the commentary of this verse in the Quran, it's something very amazing. He says, "Inna Yusufa lamma humiyat bil fa lamma humiyat bil fa'isha barra Allahu ala lisan sabiyin fil mahdi." When Yusuf alayhi salam was accused, Allah revealed his innocence on the tongue of a little child. وَإِنَّ مَرْيَمَ لَمَّا رُمِيَتْ بِالْفَاحِشَةِ بَرَّاهَ اللَّهُ
who have the tawakkul of Allah. The tawakkul of Allah will not come with your money. It will not come with your palatial homes. It will not come with your bank balance, and it will not come with how many houses you have. When Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah s.a.w. says to him, Ya Abu Dharr, atara anna kathrat al-mal wal-ghina wa qillat al-mal wal-faqr? Oh Abu Dharr, do you consider that money which you have as the money? Do you consider that money which you have as the true money? No, it is the wealth of the heart. It is the wealth of the heart. The contentment of heart, that is the true money. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us tawakkul. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us patience and strengthen us in Iman in these testing times. And we ask and we pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to help all those people, the Muslims and the non-Muslims, those who have faced destruction by this event. And may Allah Azza wa Jal use this catastrophe to change our minds and change our hearts and bring us back to the real way. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. I leave you with a few last words, and that is what the poet said in Arabic. He says, فليتك تحلو والحياة مغيرة وليتك ترضى والأنام غضاب وليت الذي بيني وبينك عامر وبيني وبين العالمين خراب. He says, I am not concerned if things are bitter between me and the people, rather I am worried about things between me and my Allah. If things are sweet between me and my Allah, I do not mind if they are bitter between me and the people. This is our overall aim and this is our overall objective of this life. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says He did not create none of us except to worship Him alone. We are not created for any other purpose, brothers and sisters. Nor have we arrived here for any other purpose. We have arrived here on the Yawmul Jumu'ah to worship Allah, as we should be worshipping Allah every other day. We should perfect our worship in Allah Azza wa Jal, because this is the only thing which will benefit us on that day when we will need it most. And that is our final message. We have to work in Allah Azza wa Jal. We see the catastrophes and the problems that are going around. However, we need to take solace from the fact that we are people who have the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have the Quran with us. And when we have the Quran with us, there can be nothing that can harm us. We follow the injunctions of the Quran. The main hadith I want you to seek out today, but I didn't get time, was the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, where the advice he gave to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Ihfadillah yahfadka. Ihfadillah tajidhu tujara. You preserve Allah, you preserve the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and He will preserve and protect you. What a beautiful and comprehensive hadith. You take the amr of Allah. My sisters, this is a message to your sisters as well. The amr of Allah about the hijab. We know in our time the most common problem is the hijab. The hijab. The modesty. Wallahi, it is a big problem. I say this myself as giving an example. The other day I was in the park. I say this as an example. And I was cycling through the park. This is not any sort of attack. I saw on the right hand side a sister with a hijab and a brother with a beard doing some evil act right in the public of the park. Now, you're telling me this ummah needs to prosper. The rules of hijab are there. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'minin wa nisa'il mu'minin yudnin 'alayhinna min jalabibihin. Now how can I lower my gaze to such an act when the command to me is to lower my gaze? Allah kept me, it's the command of the Quran. Qul lil mu'minin yaghuddu min absarihim. You lower your gaze when you see such acts. But look at our Muslim ummah. What has it involved itself into? Because we are far away from the Quran, brothers and sisters. We are far away from the Quran and the Sunnah. And this is the main point. We should go back to the Quran, go back to the Sunnah. And the Amr of Allah, whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, and whatever Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us in the Hadith, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to act upon. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظْكَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ
إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عليه. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة